The Salvation Army Hall on Wesley Street in Oakham Brown is a distribution centre for food parcels from the Trussell Trust. I'm sat with Lynn Collins, who volunteers at the centre, who's going to tell me a little bit about what goes on here.
Okay, well, we, as United Churches in Cumbrian, we felt that there was a need for a food bank in Cumbrian because the nearest one was in Pont Nueneth, and so we've linked in with them, with the Trussell Trust, and we're open every Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30.
And if someone's in crisis, someone needs food, would they just walk in off the street, or what would they do?
They can, but we prefer people to have a voucher. And they can get those from their support agencies. That might be the Job Centre or the Benefits, Citizens Advice Bureau, Bronavon. Oh, there's lots of agencies around where they could get a voucher because they're properly assessed there and we know that they are in need of the food that we provide.
And when I popped in earlier today, there's lots of volunteers involved. How would someone get involved in volunteering here?
Okay, well, because it's a Churches Together initiative, most of the volunteers that we have, and we have about 20 of them, are from the different churches around in Cumbrian. And then we take it in turns to help out. So about once a month, we would be on a rota.
And obviously all of the food and products that you have, all donations, I've noticed a trolley in Asda supermarket in Cumbrian that people can buy free extra items and pop in.
Yep.
What other ways can people donate things?
Okay, they can, as you say, put them in the trolley at Asda, or they could bring them here to us and we would take them up to the main food bank where they're then weighed in and then they weigh them back out to us so they're aware of exactly how much tonnage of food they get in on a regular basis. And just today we had one of the local nursery schools that have decided they'd like to contribute. So they keep a box at the nursery and then when it's full, they're going to bring it over to us. So that's brilliant.
Come back to the volunteers. They must find it very rewarding. So working with people who pop in, what kind of things do your volunteers tell you by their experiences?
Right. Well, most of them love coming. They'd like to come a bit more often. Sometimes we get told some quite sad stories, which can affect us quite emotionally. But we do have a time of debriefing afterwards. And I think for most of them, it just makes us appreciate how much we actually have and that we're able to give back to people in this small way.
So the main message, I suppose, is if you can't volunteer, next time you're doing your weekly shop, pop a few items in of it and get them donated.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, thank you very much.